Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93 WKMJ. It's a Tuesday morning. We can't wait to talk about all Michigan Tech sports for the next 30 minutes and much more. Before we do that, happy birthday to Maddie Riola, turning 15 today from Calumet Listening. And George Eakin, one of Wes's neighbors up there in South Range, 46 years old today. Happy birthday to you. Wes, nice to have you back in the studio. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Dirk. How are you?
Good. Exciting. Boy, these teams just keep winning. It's been so much fun this year.
Yeah, I was just looking up the other day our winning percentage combined for our three winter sports teams right now, basketball, and hockey, 81% right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that something? I mean, it's been an awesome year. You throw in fall, and I think our team sports combined 71% when you throw in the fall sports, wow. Volleyball, soccer, and football. So it's been an outstanding year for Michigan Tech Athletics, and it continues to get better. I think everything kind of fell pretty much the way we wanted it to fall over the weekend. Not only did we win all of our games for hockey and basketball, but we got a little bit of help from other teams as well. And, you know, for the hockey team, getting a little help from Fairbanks and moving, yes, within a point of first place. And for women's basketball, they got another loss from Wayne State, and then they hold a two-game lead in the race for home court advantage throughout the GLIAC tournament. And the men's basketball team obviously beat a team ahead of them, and now they're tied for third and only two games back of first. So unfortunately, they're probably running out of time to get to the top still, but looking good for GLIAC tournament. I think they're in the GLIAC tournament, looking good for hosting a quarterfinal game, and then, you know, who knows after that. This is a year in the men's side of things that seems like it's wide open. So it's a lot of fun as we head down to playoff time and a couple weeks left in the regular season for basketball. I think 3 weeks left for hockey, and then we're in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's coming up quick, and here we are, 17th already of February. I mean, in a way, it seems like it's gone by slow because we started winter so early, but in some ways, it just is flying by, and it's going to be middle of March before we know it. And
well, yeah, we're thinking back to that Lake Superior State hockey series, you know, back the first weekend of October.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like forever ago.
It does, yeah.
But at the same time, you know, the season as a whole has gone by fast, and they've already, you know, hockey teams played 32 games and they got four left, and everybody's jockeying for position for playoffs here as we head down the stretch. Our Nordic skiing teams are coming off a CCSA championship weekend. They'll regroup and be ready for the regionals weekend after this one, and we'll talk to Coach Hagenmiller as well.
All right, so let's take a break. We'll be back with more of Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.